USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. It's only a depression, far from a storm, but the National Hurricane Center is watching a newly formed tropical depression centered in the Gulf of Mexico, about 300 miles west-northwest of Fort Myers, Florida. It's the first one of the hurricane season. A bit of good news for former Vice President Mike Pence. He's in the clear regarding the small number of classified documents found at his home earlier this year.
The Justice Department has officially closed the investigation into how the former Vice President handled classified information that was found at his home back in January. You might remember his attorney informed the National Archives that it had found a small batch of documents, and the department has now closed that investigation.
NBC correspondent Laura Jarrett. The news comes just days before Pence is set to announce his run for president. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says there will be no ceasefire in Ukraine if it's just freezing the current forces in place. And he says Russia's failure in Ukraine is no accident.
It's the direct result of the courage and solidarity of the Ukrainian people and the deliberate, decisive, swift action that we and our partners have taken to support Ukraine.
Blinken spoke in the capital of Finland, which is NATO's newest member. A much better-than-predicted jobs report. The Labor Department says the economy added nearly 340,000 jobs last month. The expectation was around 200,000. And that report inspired a lot of buying on Wall Street. The Dow rose by as much as 600 points, or about 2% in trading today. President Biden will talk about the debt ceiling bill tonight in a nationwide address. Last night, the Senate passed it. With Amazon Prime sales down, the retail giant's looking for new things to sell us, and the latest may be cell phone service. Amazon's reportedly in talks with Verizon and T-Mobile about connecting to their towers to offer a mobile plan for as little as $10 a month. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
It's one thing to define it, quite another to correctly spell it. And for Florida 8th grader Deb Shaw, the word somophile was no problem.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, somophile?
That is correct!
And that's what it took for Shaw to win the 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee. For the record, Merriam-Webster defines somophile as an organism that prefers or thrives in sandy soils or areas. So now you know. 7 months after it cut ties with rapper Kanye West, Adidas is starting to rid itself of the sneakers that bear his alternate name, Yeezy.
They say I'm possessed. It's an omen. I keep it 300.
The German sportswear company says a significant amount of money made from the remaining inventory of Yeezys will be donated to organizations that fight anti-Semitism and racism, including the Anti-Defamation League and a foundation dedicated to social change founded by George Floyd's brother. Adidas ended its partnership with Ye last October after he made a series of anti-Semitic remarks. I'm Michael Kastner.
When the film Oppenheimer opens next month, some movie houses are going classic, showing the story of the man who invented the atomic bomb on actual film instead of a digital production. And it's a lot of film. The three-hour movie adds up to about 11 miles of film. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.